This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will begin shortly at Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the four-day summit. The event will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The summit, with the tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. It will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Kerala this evening on a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will dedicate the Viringam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation tomorrow. Commissioning of Viringam, India's first deep water container transshipment port, will mark a rare event in Indian port history, placing Kerala in the global maritime map. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In a social media post, the minister said that during their conversation, they discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Mr. Jayashankar called for the perpetrators, backers and planners of the Pahalgam terrorist attack to be brought to justice. The Indian Army effectively responded to small arms fire by the Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources said Pakistan Army posts initiated unprovoked small arms fires across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara, Uri and Akhnoor sectors. Gujarat is celebrating its statehood day today. The state came into existence on 1st May 1960 after being separated from the Bombay state on a linguistic basis. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the people of the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gujarat has distinguished itself for its culture, spirit of enterprise and dynamism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the people of Maharashtra on the occasion of Maharashtra Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the state has always played a vital role in India's development. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the state is playing an important role in the development of the country, and in the coming days, it will be a developed state not only in the country but also in the world. Home Minister Amit Shah greeted all workers of the nation on the occasion of World Labour Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the workers who contribute day and night to give shape to the resolve to build a developed India are making the lives of the people easier and accelerating the economy with their hard work and dedication. United States has announced that it has signed an economic partnership agreement with Ukraine that will allow Washington access to Kyiv's rare earth minerals in exchange for a joint fund to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. Announcing the agreement, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the creation of the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund is a signal to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign and prosperous Ukraine over the long term.
Agreement signals clearly to Russian leadership that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine over the long term. It's time for this cruel and senseless war to end. The killing must stop, and both the United States and the government of Ukraine look forward to quickly operationalizing this historic economic partnership.
In IPL T20 cricket, today Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 4 wickets at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.